Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Tuesday, January 9th, 2024. A lot of information to get into. I have a special guest as well with me, Sam Andrews. I've got to tell you, this is going to be, we're going to be talking about some pretty incendiary things and the roadmap being used by the subversive communists in our government. Well, how they're doing things, the various aspects of our society that are captured, and how they are capturing these parts of our society, and why it's important, and what we need to do in order to stop this, and to show that to show what they're doing and educate the public. Now, one more thing. Tomorrow, hopefully I'll have all of this together. There are two special reports that I would like to do. One about the entirety of the Epstein-linked documents, the document release. I don't know how many people know about this and why it's important. I mean, I read through the entire case load of documents. And let me tell you something, okay? Not fun. I did it because that way you don't have to. But if you want to, I certainly will cite my sources. But I'd like to do a special report on that, as well as now, and this is so very important, the Fannie Willis case. The Fannie Willis, the district attorney of Fulton County, pushing the charges against the so-called fraudulent fake electors, okay? Well, that has taken a very ugly turn as the defendant, one of the defendants, Mr. Roman, has filed paperwork to show the improprieties in which Fannie Willis has been and is still engaged. That could toss the entire suit out on its ear. And as a matter of fact, could not just do that in Fulton County, but certainly she should be up for disbarment. So two different reports. Watch HagmanPI.com. Then watch the website. If I don't do it verbally on camera showing you the exhibits, I certainly will have it in writing. It's just going to depend on the schedule. But I've got to tell you, it took me a long time to go through all of the documentation. And with this Fannie Willis case, with her as the district attorney down there, and the severe improprieties, it's just absolutely astounding. So watch for that. Hopefully tomorrow I will do that. Before I get to my guest today, you know, I want to mention this. One of the big four mobile carriers, they quietly updated their terms of service to include fines for content that they don't agree with. Now think about that. That means that starting right now, they will fine users who commit perceived violations using their cell phone bandwidth, okay? This is in America. This is wherever they serve. These fines will be as high as $500 per violation. And what's worse, there's no clear understanding of what content will or won't be deemed as what's against their rules, right? Don't know. Folks, this is why I highly recommend, I endorse this, I use this myself, I highly recommend and use Virtual Shield. Did I say that? Virtual Shield. Remember that. As a matter of fact, remember this, virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. Okay. Now, Virtual Shield is a military-grade VPN that helps allow me to browse the web without prying eyes, okay, of my mobile carrier, internet service provider, or even cyber criminals. My internet data is encrypted in just two clicks, Plus, my personal data is even safer with Virtual Shield's online data removal service and built-in ID monitoring that comes with up to $1 million in identity theft protection insurance, ensuring my identity's help protected by the best. Okay, now, I love this company because it protects me. It protects us. You've got the right to stay private. Use it. Virtual Shield. It's risk-free for a whopping 60 days with no commitment necessary. That includes support for unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all of your devices that have Virtual Shield installed. And try it now before signups end by going to, you ready? Here it is. virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. That's virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. It'll be in the program description box below. And look, folks, the real world risks that we're seeing, I'm just going to say this, the number of data breaches we're seeing, the real world implications for just ordinary people like you and me, they're incredibly high. The comprehensive protection this provides, fantastic. So, and by the way, this is built in the USA. A significant point of trust for a lot of us. And I'm just going to end with this. You know, you wonder where some of this coding is done and where the infrastructure is built. This is built in USA. You talk about trustworthiness. They've got a very strict privacy policy, which underlies Virtual Shield's commitment to user privacy. Folks, do it today. virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. And I want to thank them for being a sponsor. All right. This is going to be an important show. Sam Andrews, the Freedom Center. If you go to HagmanPI.com, you can find the Freedom Center, the training that he does. He's been doing some research, and he found some things. And the more he found, the more angry he got, the more informed he got. What he's about to tell you, and what we're about to convey, is the roadmap to what the deep state, how they are intending to, and how they are currently taking over, taking our freedoms, basically. With that, Sam Andrews. Sam, how are you doing, sir?
Well, excellent, Doug, and it's great to be with you today.
It's great to have you.
This is the most serious topic I can possibly imagine. For a long time, I guess 20 years, I've wondered, if we could turn the ship around, could we right the republic? Can we fix this?
Yes.
Is there a mechanism by which we can fix this? And I've come to the conclusion that it's impossible to vote your way out of this situation.
Thank you for saying that. Finally,
absolutely impossible.
Finally, a breath of actual truth. We're not going to be able to vote our way out of this. And people who think that we are, well, God bless you, man. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, I've had this argument with Chrisanne Hall. I've had it with a number of great people that have a lot of hope for this country and a lot of love for this republic. Well, as you've probably said many times, the republic is gone. And I'm going to tell you how they did it and the mechanism by which they're not just going to take some of your rights. They're going to take all of your rights. You know, people have long felt that there's been this slow encroachment on their rights and that they're incrementally taking this right and that right. And that's not the situation. The situation is they have shaped the battlefield now where they can swoop in a matter of weeks, take total control. And I really want to go over how they're going to do it because I now know the game plan. I now know exactly how they're doing it. And it starts with the corruption of the separation of powers concept. And we always think.
We froze up there. By the way, folks, I don't know. Are we still on? Okay. We are still on. I want to say this. We're having some nasty weather up here. And we're talking about 65 mile an hour wind gusts. We had some power surges and power blips. So we're going to try to get through this. I don't know. That was on his end. There's some weather. Oh, no, it was on our end. Okay. All right. All right. He's back. Sam is back. Go ahead. Continue. Pick up where you left off.
So what I'm saying is we've long thought the mechanism to take your freedom was going to come through destruction of the federal structure. But they've been very sneaky about how they do this. And it's actually being done at the state legislature level. I'm going to explain how they did it. The rules in the state house, state senates in the United States generally do not allow anyone other than the Speaker of the House or the leader in the Senate, whether that's your Senate pro tem or who it is, to bring things to a floor for a vote. In other words, the representative that you now elect has absolutely zero power to introduce a bill and get it passed, because the power in the state legislatures are so centralized with the leaders of each house. Now, when you combine that with the new strategy, and it's not brand new, but there have been some things passed recently that are very insidious. The way that they go about this is through interstate compacts, federal commissions, and associations. This is the mechanism. And I'm going to use Missouri as an example because this is the state where I live. And the same language will be found in bills all across other states in the United States. They're going to use medical tyranny to make this happen. They are building a superhighway to take all of your rights at the drop of a hat. It's like turnkey, full bore tyranny control. Now, they had to put a couple pieces of the puzzle in place to do this. One of them was to get the state legislatures, like Missouri, to vote and pass laws that gave power to central associations and commissions at the federal level. For example, now, the licensing of doctors, the licensing of nurses, of health professionals, social workers, physicians' assistants, has always been and should always be within the power of the state. So in Missouri, our licensing board has long held control over our doctors and health workers. Well, our Senate legislature and governor passed a law last August that absolutely gives up all state sovereignty to a federal commission. The people of Missouri don't have a single person on this commission that was elected to that position. Your only representative to the federal commission is an appointed person by the Department of Health director of your state. And the way the laws were written in Missouri, they say that these federal commissions, that their rulings and decisions have complete autonomy, full force and effect, as if it was a Missouri statute. Now, think about this for a minute, because what that means.
Explain what this
What does means. That mean exactly? What that means is these people that we didn't elect, that weren't appointed by someone we elected.
Right.
These people can look at a doctor in your state and they can say, we're going to pull his license. We don't like what he's saying about COVID. We don't like what he's saying about the vaccine. So we're going to pull his license. And they can do it with no notice to that doctor and no due process.
Okay. Who is they? I just want to, because, man, I hate it when people, not you, but I hate it when it's them. Okay. But who is they?
The Federal Licensing Commission.
Okay.
And so when you see words like commission and association, just think Chinese controlled tyranny. Okay. Now these associate now the other association that was used to pull this little stunt off was the Governor's Association. Most people don't know that the Governor's Association is funded by Bill Gates and the owners of Google and the owners of some other big time deep state corporations.
All 50 states.
BlackRock, Vanguard, Every governor belongs, all 50 governors have signed on to the Governors Association. That's how they get the same language and the same mechanisms in every state. They do it through the commissions and the associations.
Okay. Makes
and there's
sense.
It's unbelievable how sly they were about this. So the bill, which in Missouri was over 200 pages long, there's actually two bills, Senate Bill 70 and Senate Bill 157. There's two of these bills that were passed. Both of them are over 200 pages. The mechanism by which they accomplished this was they wrote a really long bill that they knew nobody would read, and they put a couple of things that sounded good in the bill. So things like, this will allow doctors to practice medicine across state lines. We have a shortage of doctors. This will allow all health workers and policemen and first responders to administer this medicine that will help an opioid victim or someone who's overdosed. And they put this fluff on this stuff, and then nobody reads the bill. Your Republican senators, your Republican state legislatures didn't read this bill. I mean, we had conservatives in Missouri vote for this garbage that completely gave up the sovereignty of the state of Missouri to control their own health care. And now it's worse than that, though, because they had to put a couple other pieces in place. The Department of Homeland Security very quietly redefined domestic terrorism from a communications perspective.
Now that's okay. Let me stop you right there. It's my understanding the DHS memo to which that redefining terrorism, are you referring to the, I think it was June 2021. I know Alex Jones has talked about that memo. That redefines.
Well, I'm not talking about a memo. I'm talking about the policy. You can go right on their website and read it.
Okay.
And what they're doing is they're describing the differences between disinformation, misinformation, and malinformation.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. That's okay. Yep.
Okay. So here's what happened. In 2020, these knuckleheads, the Faucis of the world, right? The ones in bed with the Chinese, the people that want to tear America apart at the seams. They had a plan, and it was to introduce something that was so scary that people would buy trillions of dollars worth of medicine to avoid the consequences of this virus, right? And that's the mRNA, what we call the clot shot. It's not a vaccine. It was never a vaccine. What they do is they take it's elegant technology in a sense, because you wrap an encoded message in a lipid, or what we call fat, simply to a layman, it's fat. You encode this message, you wrap it in fat, so any cell in the human body will uptake this message. Very slick. The problem is the fatal flaw with mRNA technology that they now want to put in our foods, our medicine, and our shots. mRNA technology, when it's absorbed, when it's uptaken by the cell, it causes a problem in the cell, and the problem starts to wear proteins on the outside of the cell wall that your immune system, technically they're called your T-cell system. Your T-cell system reads these proteins, and it identifies this cell now as a foreign attacker,
right?
And it tries to destroy it. So the mRNA clot shot, one of the problems, not all of the problems, but one of the problems that it caused was it caused your immune system to attack the cells of the muscles of your heart. See, the heart muscles uptook these lipids and other areas, the brain, the spleen, the liver, they uptook these lipids with this mRNA message, and proteins identified as, it's funny to use, it's ironic to use the word identify, but the proteins that were on the outside of the cell wall based on this encoded message that was uptaken show your T cells that this is a foreign matter and needs to be destroyed. So you have myocarditis, you have swelling of the heart, you have scar tissues on hearts, you have all of these issues that result from that. And then as your immune system destroys this cell, spike proteins get released throughout the body. And this is a basic, I'm not giving you the detailed from a biochemistry standpoint,
right,
but this is the basic mechanism. And the fatal flaw of the mRNA technology is they can't control which cells uptake the mRNA message.
And they knew this going in.
They absolutely knew this going in.
Yeah, yeah.
They absolutely knew that, and they couldn't control it. And it does great damage when taken up by heart cells or brain cells or a number of other places in the body, your spleen, other places. So you combine that plan. They thought they could buy enough media, control the government, control social media, and execute their plan flawlessly. What they did not count on were 12,000 plus doctors and scientists and researchers that were going to object
and
that were going to tell the truth.
And they created by default, I don't mean to overtalk you, they created by default, and I think Tucker Carlson addressed this, dream team of doctors, the best of the best, who said, hey, this is not going to work, or this is going to work terribly, in a terrible manner.
Go ahead. Generally speaking, it's the smartest people in a technical field like that figure out the truth the quickest. So the best of the best objected to the lies. And they were ostracized from the community. Their licenses were threatened, right? Some of them were banned, censored from social media. But see, they didn't count on Elon Musk buying Twitter. And they didn't count on this backlash of 12,000 doctors in the U.S. banding together to tell the truth. Now, they understand the problem. They understand that the next pandemic, they have to shape the battlefield. And that's exactly what they've done with this previous topic at the state legislature level. They've gotten the state legislatures to secede their sovereignty to a federal commission of unelected, bought and paid for bureaucrats. So what that means is in the next pandemic, and I promise you this will come before November of this year, we've got a presidential election coming up. They've got to have mail-in voter fraud that they can justify. They've got to have to continue to steal this republic from the American people. And what they're doing now is building this superhighway where, for medical reasons, they can shut down people who object. They can jail those that speak the truth. In other words, there's no due process anymore. Anybody who objects, any doctor, any health worker, any scientist, anyone with a brain that now objects to these people can be charged with domestic terrorism by providing malinformation. It doesn't matter if what you say is the truth anymore. Malinformation, by definition, is something that objects to the official government position. Now, who's running this federal commission on medical licensing? Well, everything's controlled by who? The World Health Organization. Here's the interesting side. Not only can they take your doctor's license without giving them any notice at all, they can use the law enforcement and the courts of your state to enforce their edicts. This is the superhighway that allows them to take away any of your rights. Imagine you're a guy going through a divorce. I recently, went through a divorce, and I'm in the gun business. I build guns. I train people on how to use guns. I don't have mental health problems. I don't have any issues. Now, they say, we want to target that guy. We're going to target that guy. We know he was in Ferguson standing against Obama and his regime. We know he was somewhere in Washington, D.C. in January 6th. We want to get that guy. So what do? They get a psychologist or a psychiatrist to say that I'm compromised mentally. and I'm unsafe. And then if that doctor says, no, I interviewed him, he's not, they say to him, you want to keep your license? You're going to make him whoever we tell you to make him. You're going to pretend he is whatever we tell you to say. And that is your official position, your public position. You will not contradict that or your career is over. So, in fact, they weren't going to use the Chinese to invade with troops. That was never the plan. The plan was to secede the power of the states to these centralized federal commissions and associations and to remove any God-given right they want to through the lie of false diagnosis.
Now you're talking just about the medical field now, though.
Medical tyranny is going to be the tyranny that takes your rights away. I'm telling you right now, you're probably not going to have a SWAT team knock on your door to take your guns. The SWAT teams don't want to do that. We're not collecting guns. The deputy sheriffs around the country are like, you know, the sheriffs are like, we're not violating the Second Amendment. We're not violating the Constitution. We're not going door to door to confiscate guns. We're not doing that. And that was not the intent. It wasn't the intent to use brute force to take everyone's gun. The intent was to cow everyone into complying through this threat of medical tyranny. And they're going to start with the doctors. They're going to start with people like Doug Hagman, Sam Andrews, and doctors. They're going to try to make examples out of us.
Exactly.
So that everyone else is so afraid, they're just going to bow down to this Chinese communist, Satanist, pedophile collection of clowns.
Your discussion of this reminds me, and I've got a notebook full of notes in my office file cabinet that goes back to Hillary Care, the health care plan of 1993, the Clinton health care plan of 1993. This is part of Hillary Care, or that plan was to consolidate the licensing and authorization to practice. One of the provisions of that plan. And if you go back to the early 90s, I mean, this is what they've been trying to do for the last 30 plus years. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're exactly right. This has been on the agenda for a long time. And it's the centralization of power, not the separation of powers. It's associations that are not representative. No one's being voted on to be in these associations to represent you. They're appointed to their positions, and it's to get your representatives through hook or crook by controlling the speakers and the leaders of the Senate and the House, the speakers of the House and the leaders of your state Senate, to secede their state sovereignty and your representative government to a bunch of central committees and commissions and associations. By the way, bought and paid for, controlled by Vanguard, Google, Bill Gates, BlackRock. This is the mechanism. This is the super highway to tyranny. And I'm telling you, they have built a turnkey operation. And I would expect it sometime between the end of July and the middle of October of this year.
How does, if at all, how does the World Health Organization, the treaty that the U.S. under the Biden communist potato head piece of crap, that's the illegitimate guy in the Oval Office that doesn't even know his name. How does that treaty, if at all, impact what you're referring to, what you're talking about?
Well, I don't know that the treaty itself is part of the mechanism.
Okay.
I believe the treaty itself is a dog and pony show. I don't think that it's the actual mechanism that tyranny and freedom is going to be taken with that type of. I mean, that sort of compact or agreement is really it's done to appease people on the world stage.
Okay.
But I don't think it's the actual mechanism by which they're going to take your freedoms. I think the Governors Association, the Licensing Commission at the in Washington, D.C., the consolidation of power with these commissions and associations, I think that is the superhighway to remove any freedom they want to take, or, in fact, all your freedoms.
Folks, we're talking with Sam Andrews, Freedom Center USA. By the way, your research is impeccable, and your doggedness going after this. I love this, because how many people really understand what's taking place? Okay, so you've got 50 states, and they're all essentially bowing or causing the licensed healthcare professionals to bow to a single unelected or to various unelected commissions.
Exactly.
And that's how the takeover is being done. I wish I would have thought of that. You know, go ahead.
Yeah, here's the disgusting part of it. We have a super majority of Republicans in the Missouri State Senate. I think we have 34 total senators in our state Senate. And I think 25 of them are Republicans. We have a super majority.
Yeah.
None of them read this crap. They didn't read the bill. and when you show them what they passed, what they voted for, they're horrified. This is the scary part. It's the laziness of the people that we voted for that are seceding our sovereignty to the criminals.
Okay.
And think about that for a second. But, I mean, these guys didn't even read the bill.
But even if they did, would that stop them, do you think? Because
some.
Okay.
Not
okay.
All. Good question. Yeah. In Missouri, that would stop about 7 or 8 of them.
Okay.
The rest claim to be Republicans or conservatives. They're Republican in name only. And so when you look at our Republican governor. But how do they get this? And I want people to, if you do anything in January, if you research anything, go and read Senate Bill 70 and Senate Bill 157 in Missouri. Look them up and read them. Senate Bill 70, Senate Bill 157, and then go to your statutes in your state and find the common language. Because they all have common language. They all came from the same source. And now we've got to go to our state representatives and say, you screwed this up. You fix it now or you're gone. You're going to have to. That's the only way to slow them down at this point. Because when your legislators in your state write a law, which is probably, like in Missouri, this stuff they passed is unconstitutional to the Missouri Constitution, not just the U.S. Constitution. I mean, you read the U.S. Constitution, you read this language about making compacts or agreements, you know, and it's not to be done. But it's also a violation of our state constitution. So there's two things that you can do. You can go to your senators and congressmen and say, you need to fix this, and take an army to your state capital to do this. Not an army with guns and tanks, but an army of people, a large group of people, and demand that they pass a bill to refute this language and get back their state sovereignty. The second thing you can do is you can file a lawsuit. You can actually file a lawsuit to challenge the constitutionality of this if it violates your state constitution. And I'll tell you, we got a guy, to what you said previously, Doug, we have a guy in this state who's an absolute hero. His first name's Ron. This guy has fought more bogus legislation. He has won cases at the Missouri Supreme Court level. He's won cases at the Supreme Court level. And this guy has fought, and fought for freedom and been highly successful in the state of Missouri. He didn't even know this was going on.
Okay.
They hid this stuff in these 200-page bills, and Ron didn't even know this was happening. I talked to him last night on the phone, and he went, oh, my. You know, the Scooby-Doo thing, rut-row.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I will get in touch with Attorney Tom Renz to see what he knows about this and bring him on and at least alert him to this, because until until you and I spoke, I really did not understand exactly the
gravitas of the mechanism.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. I didn't either. And I was researching this and I kept, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. You got to be effing kidding me. People, our own senators and state representatives did this. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. But once you see, it's amazing, you know, how Americans are used to great power war. We studied World War II. We studied World War I. You know, we fought the Korean War. We fought the Vietnam War. We've been fighting the war on terror to some degree, if you want to call it that. The war on drugs. Remember when Carter appointed the drug czar? What a joke that was, right?
Yeah.
But we're all about big time war, right? Because we're a powerful country. I don't think any American ever imagined that medical freedom or lack of medical freedom would be the super highway to take away every God-given right that you have. And that's exactly what they've constructed here. They've shaped the battlefield to make sure in the next pandemic they win and can silence the opposition and take total control. And they're going to use your judges in your state and your highway patrol and your state police and your local sheriff's department and your local police department to do it, because your state legislators passed the same language ours did in Missouri.
Okay, so give the audience an example of what this would look like. Let's say you're exactly right, and I believe this to be true. They're going to roll something out, you know, whether it's a fake or whatever, some bio weapon again. Yep. And lockdowns are coming. So given the legislation that you referenced in Senate Bill 70 and 157, specifically in Missouri, and folks, like Sam said, please go to your own state and look for. First, look at the Missouri
common language.
Case. Yeah, and then look.
You know, attorneys have software. They can download.
Oh yeah,
Missouri's bill, and they can download their state statutes and find the common language.
Yes,
they have software capable of doing that. Now, you probably have that software. You do so much research.
But yep,
the mechanism though is incredibly ingenious, because they don't have to fight. They're using our own assets against us.
But, okay, so
they're using our own courts, our own policemen, our own judges.
But what would this look like?
So let's use a real world example.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let's look at what happened in New York in the pandemic, right? The first one, 2020.
Yep.
What did the governor of New York do? He immediately outlawed the use of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine as a therapeutic for the virus. Immediately outlawed it. Said, you can't do it. No doctor in my state can do it. By executive order, by executive fiat.
I was just going to say that, right.
Right?
Yep.
Now, the doctors complied to some degree, but they found some workarounds for it, and there was no teeth in his executive order. You know, if they found out, could they pull your license at the state level? Yeah, maybe. But they didn't do that because the backlash would have been too great. Okay. But now with the new rules, the playing field's different. Any governor, any health worker, anybody can say, we signed on to this compact with this national commission. And our legislators gave them the power of state law and the ability to use our judges and our police officers. So now we have an enforcement mechanism. So when the same thing happens and doctors don't comply and they speak up and they say, this isn't the truth, the World Health Organization, the CDC are lying to everybody. This is how it really works. Oh, malinformation. Guess what? You're going to jail and we're going to pull your license. And all you other doctors in that state, be very, very careful what comes out of your mouth.
This reminds me, too, of when I spoke about stochastic terrorism. That was a big thing and still is a big thing. What you're saying will apply to alternative broadcasts like ours, broadcasts like ours too. If we say, wait a second, if we call them out, we in fact can get shut down, arrested, and charged.
You can absolutely speak the truth.
Yep.
All they have to do is call that truth malinformation.
Yep.
Because it opposes the official government line, the government mantra, and they can arrest you and jail you and charge you with a crime.
And isn't that funny? Not funny, haha, but you know, it's interesting to look at the creation of the phrase fake news. When you follow that, where did that originate really? And it really started in earnest under Obama and the penalties for fake news. And of course, I've seen lawsuits that were based on that phrase fake news and civil litigation, and as well as look at the case of Douglas Mackey, the meme. He made a meme about the 2016 election. And he's now facing prison, but he's fighting back. So everything you're saying here is extremely chilling, I believe. And I think people really have to understand how bad this will be unless we do something. And we're not going to vote our way out of this crap. I mean, this tyranny that they're imposing upon us. But that's a different, I suppose that's a different conversation.
And Doug, I don't know if you remember, but I talked about a diagonal line on your show a couple years ago. And I said, there's going to be a diagonal line of states, starting with Wyoming and Montana, South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Mississippi, Alabama.
Yeah, I remember
Florida.
That.
And I showed a map that I had made where I had colored this diagonal line of states from northwest to southeast.
Yep.
This is the only zone that politically it's possible to turn this around. It's not turning around in the northeast. It's not going to turn around in the southwest. It's not going to happen. So here's the thing. If we can turn it around in this diagonal line of more conservative states, it'll be a miracle from God. And then what? Now we've got what used to be the United States of America divided into three distinct sections. And it's going to get ugly. Because there are people that are going to want to move from Illinois to Missouri or from Georgia to Florida. There's people that are going to want to move from Arizona to Oklahoma. Or from Colorado to Wyoming. And under our Constitution, which nobody cares about anymore, you have the right to travel interstate.
Correct.
But in this new corrupt communist regime environment, you're going to have at least three blocks of states that go the same direction. So you'll have the Northeast going with the Chinese communists. You'll have this diagonal line of people that want to hold off and be free America. And you'll have this chunk, this triangle of states in the Southwest that won't hold the line, and they'll collapse to the Chinese communist regime. And the good news is this diagonal line of states with Texas and Alabama and Mississippi and Florida won't be landlocked. That's the good news. From a trade and logistics standpoint.
Right. And I remember
we'll have a chance.
We spoke about this at length.
Yes.
Now, this has been a couple of years, but you're correct. And, you know, folks, if you're listening to this and thinking, well, this is hyperbole or it could be, I want you to think about this. At Hagmann PI, there is a case, and Sam, you can address this maybe if you want, but there's a case. I'm trying to think of the, well, let me pull this up here of this man. One second here. Let me get to my own website. There's a case where a Navy sailor And let me pull this up. A Navy sailor was caught spying for the communist Chinese. There it is right there. He brought in 15 grand in bribe money for selling secrets to the communist Chinese. Now this is a Chinese American in the U.S. Navy. His name is Petty Officer Wahing Zhao.
Yes.
Monterey Park, California. He pled guilty last October to one count of conspiring with the Communist Chinese Party, selling secrets. He had to actually trespass, go on to military training, military installations, naval installations as well, to collect and record information. Now, for whatever reason, he was charged under the U.S. Department of Justice. Now, I would think that it would be more of a military thing, but apparently the Department of Justice got involved in this. And this guy winds up with 27 months in prison and a $5,500 fine, which is a third of what he made from spying. And this is all for the communist Chinese. Now, the reason I brought that up is, again, if people think this is hyperbole, who in the hell's running the Justice Department? Where such a light sentence can be made against a spy, a traitor to the American military, somebody who put our country at risk, our lives, our troops' lives at risk.
Oh, no. We call it the Department of Injustice. And now look at the sentences given to people. You know, Joe Biggs received 17 years.
Yeah.
I know Joe Biggs. Joe Biggs is a good man. He's not a criminal. What kind of garbage, what kind of exculpatory evidence did they hide? What kind of utter garbage did they come up with to justify trying to put Joe Biggs in jail for 17 years? It's the most disgusting thing ever.
Seditious conspiracy. Okay, this, and of course, look, Sam, I know they're going after you. They're going after me, the Department of Justice. As a matter of fact, we spoke before air. If you want to play Matthew Graves, this is the illegitimate, stolen elections have consequences. And this is the communist Biden regime. Don't forget, Hunter Biden was in bed with the communist Chinese. Joe Biden as well. Eric Swalwell, for crying out loud, was bang, bang, fang, fang. And now we've got this cue ball, Matthew Graves with the Department of Justice, who's in charge of prosecuting the January 6th people. Here it is. We spoke about this. Here it is.
And what happened inside of the building? An important note when it comes to our prosecutions about those who remained outside the building. We have used our prosecutorial discretion to primarily focus on those who entered the building or those who engaged in violent or corrupt conduct on Capitol grounds. But if a person knowingly entered the restricted area without authorization, they had already committed a federal crime. Make no mistake, thousands of people occupied an area that they were not authorized to be present in the first place.
200, over 200, Sam, over 200 FBI assets and operatives on the Capitol grounds. And this piece of crap cue ball communist Department of Justice person is going after people that happen to step, you stepped on the grass right there. No, you're going to jail.
As if a crime was committed when Capitol Police were waving people in.
Yeah.
Now, if you understand the legal concept of detrimental reliance,
do tell.
You understand that if someone relies on information you give them and they're in a position of power, and a reasonable, prudent person would rely on that information. So when I go to visit a property of someone else, I ask security, where can I stand? Where can I not stand? Right?
Right.
And if security says you can stand here, but you can't stand there, I respect that because I respect the law. Okay. Now, you have Capitol Police instructing citizens, waving them in, opening barriers. It's all on video. I'm not making this up. There's videos out all over the place of the people who were given the authority to secure the grounds, telling people you can stand here and you can stand here. Oh, by the way, come through and stand over here. It's okay. Now you're going to prosecute those people?
Yeah.
This Graves clown needs to be hung high in a tree after giving a fair trial, of course.
Which is
more than what he granted Joe Biggs and a number of other American patriots. But after being given a legit fair trial, this F-tard clown needs to be hung high in a tree on pay-per-view for crimes against people. And we need to show the whole world, right? And pay the national debt down a little with the money. That's what I say.
Plus, I really think he ought to have his wife retie his tie. This is, Sam, what is going on right now. And again, I stick to my statement. I think what you had described about the three areas of states. Okay. I'm seeing it as clear right now as ever. When you had talked about that a couple of years ago, I can see this happening. I believe, I'm not going to self-censor. I really believe that, number one, we can't vote our way out of this. They, the other party, the communists, when I say the other party, I'm talking about the other side of the coin, or actually the embedded subversives we have in government, they're not going to allow us to vote our way out of this.
No.
Okay?
And they have control.
Right. And they're not going to give up control.
Did Pennsylvania fix their election laws?
Hell no.
That allowed all this stuff to happen in 2020?
No, we have a communist governor. No.
Are Republicans in Arizona corrupt?
Yeah.
The Republican election officials in Arizona, Maricopa County and the surrounding area, have any of the Republicans fixed those problems? No. See, none of this is changing. Yeah, in fact, you have lazy Republicans allowing the corruption and the criminal behavior to grow.
Well, how do you like Speaker Mike Johnson? I mean, my goodness, he's a Bible believing Christian that's doing the right thing, and he hasn't done squat except to allow for the passage of a CR that is anything but clean and he's taken this country down just like McCarthy. Okay. So, I mean, nothing has changed. And I don't care if Rand Paul gets out there and yells at Fauci and it makes for good television, but it makes for good video, but it doesn't do anything. It doesn't fix the problem. We are going to have to fix the problem. Go ahead.
Let me tell you how bad it is right now. Remember when I talked about certain puzzle pieces need to be put in place to shape the battlefield? That this is what these guys have done. Look up U.S. Senate Bill 686. So a lot of people don't know this. I'm going to say it on Hagmann because it needs to be said. Senate Bill 686 gives the Select Intelligence Committee of the U.S. Senate control of all intelligence, takes it away from the executive branch, once again consolidating power and violating the separation of powers concept. So if Senate Bill 686 passes, the U.S. president will have no authority to look at any classified information, much less declassify information, which the president now has the authority to do. And here's the really scary part. If you understand that the Select Intelligence Committee is the one that puts names on the rendition list, in other words, the list of people that are enemies of the United States, right? We take those guys on that list, FBI, HRT, they fly them in Learjets and drop them out over the ocean with no parachute. They kill them. They poison them. The FBI, HRT is the hit squad for the U.S. Senate. Okay? They have handled almost every rendition since the creation of FBI, HRT. And you can go back and read about that. There's some good books written about it. But here's the thing. When you look at the way they're consolidating control, Senate Bill 686 functionally gives to a very few men, the same men that control the list of our enemies and put them on a list so our FBI HRT goes and murders them without due. There's no due process. You get put on a rendition list, they kill you. That's it. So we're going to give control of all intelligence to the people who decide to go on the rendition list, who goes on and who stays off. In other words, you are giving the Select Intelligence Committee of the U.S. Senate the power to murder their political enemies with no oversight, no checks and balances, nothing. That is the biggest power grab in the history of the U.S. next to your states giving up their sovereignty in the medical freedom area. Think about this now. This was a safeguard in case Trump actually skirted on all his trials and actually did get elected somehow by some miracle. This was their safety valve.
Do you believe, by the way, that Donald Trump will become the next president of the United States?
The only way Donald Trump becomes president of the United States is through an act of God.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. It's not happening. They control the system.
Yep.
They control through mail-in voter fraud, month-long elections, computer counting machines, computerized voting machines. They can make whoever they want the winner, the winner. And just for a little historical review, we created Dominion and the computerized voting machines to install our dictator in third world countries. And then, like many weapons, they get turned on our own people. That's exactly what happened. Do your research. Don't take my word for it. But they now control not only who wins, but they control who you can nominate. They don't want Trump. Then they throw him in jail. Make sure you can't nominate him. They're telling you who your candidate can be. Does that sound like a republic to you? Or does that sound like straight up tyranny?
The latter, of course. Yeah, I totally agree with you on this. And again, big headline on Drudge today, too, about political violence ramping up in 2024. Well, gee, who's okay? Anticipated to ramp up. I had the headline up. Again, this is Drudge reporting on this. Well, gee whiz. Where is that? It's right here. Violent political threats surge as 2024 begins, haunting American democracy. This is by the Washington Post. First of all, it's not a friggin' democracy. It's a representative or constitutional republic, so stop that. It's
supposed to be, yes.
Yeah. And well, while we're at it, it's a thugocracy right now. It's a, yep. Yeah, so, okay. We got about 2 minutes left, brother. Go ahead.
I think that there's some things that Americans can still do to mitigate the damage, right? The republic's gone. It's lost.
Yep.
But what you can do to not be the canary in the mine, you can, in fact, get a constitutional sheriff elected in your county. That's one thing you can do. You can sue over the language of these bills that are unconstitutional. Get them to the Supreme Court, because I'll tell you, there's going to be lawsuits over this stuff. And you can primary any congressman or senator at the state level that's not reading the bills and voting for this globalist garbage. Okay, so there's some things you can do. You can also move to a state that has a high probability of remaining free America for a little while. You can get some firearms training, get some freeze-dried food, get water filters like the MSR Guardian that filter viruses, not just bacteria. I mean, you can stockpile hydroxychloroquine, you know, and ivermectin, learn how to use it.
Yep.
There's a lot of action steps to be taken. You can work on a communications system in your community so that when they take the power down, you have stuff protected in EMP cages or EMP cans, and you can put that communications up, those repeaters up, and still keep your community of people aware of what's going on.
Amen to that.
If I were to turn my camera, and I don't just say these things willy-nilly, okay? If I take my camera and I turn it, you know,
yep,
there's 80 grand in a worldwide communication station, right?
But you don't know what's going on.
I put my money where my mouth is. I talk to people in Papua New Guinea, okay? So you may not have those resources, but you may be able to do something smaller at the community level, and it's important that we do these things.
Sam Andrews, thank you so much. Come back. Just absolutely chilling information. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Doug, love you guys. Have a great week. Let freedom ring.
God bless.